I've been thinking about this for probably years. Our reconnecting to the security of the RCMP is starting to come because we've been so separated, I believe, right from 1967 when Joe and I graduated from up here, that no matter where we went, you'd be looking around the corner for an RCMP, and we would always have this fear, oh man, I'm going to get nailed for doing something wrong. This was always our guilt. And I set it up at the Heritage Park to, when I asked that gentleman to come up. And I felt really good about that because for me it was a connection to something that I've had this fear of them all of my life. But having them there and noticing and participating in what our people do with such a thing as a pole raising, a ceremony, that's only one event and ceremony that they've participated in. And I think they're going to start coming to the longhouse and to the powwows, all of the different First Nations events that we do put on. They're starting to come and learn. And then right now, this just passed by me that I feel that we should, and I think we're going to give them video so that they can teach what we've been doing up in that school, because they never even knew what was going on inside that fence. All of them generations that we went through there, right from the day that place opened, probably, they'd bring back the people that ran away. They'd bring back the thieves that got caught downtown stealing clothes or stealing food. They'd only bring them far as the door, then shove them in. You guys take care of what you do. They didn't ever see inside that door a kid being strapped, being disciplined. They knew nothing about that. If we knew what those guys were supposed to be doing for us, we probably would have eliminated the torture of discipline, the facts of mental abuse, sexual abuse. They would have known about it even way back then, but they don't even know the sexual abuse that we've suffered, the destruction of discipline we've suffered. And I think if we actually give them a gift of a disc and say, here, this is a little bit what you can teach your men or your people about our residential school issue. And then they'll feel more connected. I think that would be a good idea for them too. And then they could probably want to do interviews and say, well, fill me in some more, man. This is something that they have to know. And it will, in fact, by doing that, create a stronger respect from them to our people to them, and try and understand each other that this is what should have been done generations ago. The force was supposed to come and take care of First Nations people in this country. That's why they were formed. That's what I was taught. And it never ever happened. Every time they seen an Indian walking in the street, come on, get in the paddy wagon, you're going to jail. For what? You're an Indian, you belong in jail. Three quarters of them places are filled with our people. And they're going to start wondering why. They have to check in the roots of where the hell these guys came from. And it's going to become more educational to them to learn why kids that didn't even know residential school are going to go back to the roots of where it came from, and it's going to help them. That's what I feel. So I think it's a good idea to give them this kind of information.